If you want to borrow my notes, I can give them to you after class. Of course. I've been thinking about you all day. Been able to focus on anything. I almost flunked my biology exam. Yeah, really. I never flunk anything. You knocked over a broom. I hope no one heard that. Maybe we should stop. Anyone could walk in. Like the janitor, seeing as this is the janitor's closet. Oh, he locked it. Well, in that case. Think anyone suspects anything? I don't know. Miss Captain of the cheerleading team was giving me the stink eye earlier at my locker. Pretty sure she's madly in love with you. Yes, she is. But then again, who isn't? Blame her, can I? I hate having so much competition. I do have competition, though. I feel like I'm always fighting for your attention. That's not what I meant. You did nothing wrong. It's not your fault you're so likable. But unless they've all picked up that, hey, wanna borrow my notes, is code for let's make out in the janitor's closet, everyone is under the impression that you're single. Which means everyone thinks that they have a shot with you. And I hate that. No, I don't want to tell anyone about us. No, it'll change everything. I like what we have right now. Yes, even if we do have to sneak around. Even if I have to watch half the cheerleading squad bat their eyelashes at you every time you walk by. It's torture, but moments like this make it all worth it. Listen, I think this time we should walk out of here at separate times. Just in case. I'll walk out, make sure the coast is clear, and then you'll wait 30 seconds. Maybe 60 seconds, to be safe. Last time we cut it pretty close. A girl from my chemistry class was just around the corner. We could have been caught so easily. Fortunately for us, she was digging through her backpack or something, so she wasn't very aware of her surroundings, but we may not be so lucky next time. I'm just saying, we can't get sloppy, okay? You look so good. Yeah, that's why I've been having such a hard time focusing today. I've been having to stare at you. How much time do you think we have to the bell? Well, I'll just have to make the most of it then. Careful, I don't want to knock over any more brooms. Why'd you pick me? You could have any girl in the entire school, and you picked me. Why? You really mean that? I've never had anyone feel that way about me. Oftentimes, I feel like the more someone gets to know me, the less they want to. Yeah, they think I'm odd, peculiar. Peculiar is such a fun word, I almost don't even mind being called it. Peculiar, it sounds very British. No, don't say abnormal. Abnormal sounds like a diagnosis. Perfect. I've never gotten perfect before. That's a nice word. Okay. You can shut up now. I'm no good with compliments. You know this. What, a party? What about a party? This Friday. Sounds delightful, but I think I'm busy that night. Busy with you, of course. That is, if Fridays are still our thing. You come to my house, I order us a pizza, and we watch a really bad movie and make fun of it till I fall asleep on your chest. It's a good tradition. Wait, hold on, you want to go to the party? Oh, yeah, okay, that's fine. We'll hang out another day then. Oh, no, you want me to go? Come on, I've gone my entire senior year getting out of these. I'm not caving in now. The high school experience, don't give me that. See, if it were up to me, I wouldn't experience high school at all. I don't want to go. Okay. And who will be at this party exactly? That's basically our entire class. I don't like those people. Okay, maybe I don't know them, but I know enough. No, it's just gonna be a bunch of them getting drunk and swapping spit till some neighbor calls the cops on them. I think I'm gonna have to pass. Why can't we hang out just us? in my room like we always do. You're not getting sick of me, are you? Then why do we have to hang around other people? Okay, maybe some of them are pretty cool. Maybe I just need to get to know them to find that out, but I have you. You're all I need. I don't want other friends. I just want you. It's like you're my guidance counselor or something, trying to get me to socialize. No, it's fine. I know that you mean well, and your heart is in the right place. I'm not antisocial. Antisocial is like when you hate other people. I don't hate other people. I'm happier by myself. I don't hate them. I dislike them. There's a difference. Okay. This is really important to you, isn't it? If I go, do I get to pick the next movie for movie night? Do I get to pick the pizza toppings too? An extra large pizza. Throw in cheesy bread on your own. Okay. At least I'll have you with me. Nothing's ever that bad if I've got you with me. So, what's the plan? Will we arrive at separate times or what? I'm gonna need an excuse for being there. Everyone's gonna think I have some kind of agenda. Wait, together? You want to arrive at the party together? But then, won't they know? I thought that we were gonna keep our relationship a secret. I don't want to go public. We just talked about this. But you're popular, and I'm not. They'll judge, and I don't want the weight of everyone else's opinions. People do care as much as I think they do, trust me. Not necessarily about me, but definitely about you. If they find out that I'm with you, I'll have instantly made enemies with half the people at our school. Because half the people in this school want you. Do you know how many girls fantasize about being with you? I hear them talking about you in the girls' locker room. It's pretty filthy. I don't know if I should repeat it. Just kidding. All you need to know is that there's a long list of girls waiting in line to get with you. I wish you could tell them that. I know, but still. Listen, while I appreciate that you're okay with everyone knowing that we're together, I don't want things to change. I like the way things are. Just me and you, with no one to criticize or pry or make up rumors. I mean, think about how many of your fans would try to come between us. It's an army. There's no way I could take them. Not even with my purple belt. Yeah, I did take karate. In the fourth grade, I hated it. That is true. I do hate most things. But not all things. I'll go to the stupid party with you. With you. We'll show up together, make our debut. Yeah. Don't ask if I'm sure or I might change my mind. You're right, though. We can't keep us a secret forever. Can I just ask that we leave the party before Chad Davis takes off his clothes? I may not go to these parties, but I do hear the horror stories. Apparently, every party ends with Chad Davis naked. So, when we walk in, and people stare and wonder what we're doing together, what do we say exactly? Or, I could just do this. I think that would get the message across. I need to catch my breath. Oh, look at that. Perfect timing. I'll see you later. Wait, remember, I leave first.